All right, our next public hearing is conditional use number 2413, Blue Hen Rental Company LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outdoor venue for seasonal vendors and services to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.84 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Line Road, which is Route 54, and the east side of Old Stage Road, which is Sussex County Route 68, at the intersection of Line Road and Old Stage Road. The 911 address is 38397 Old Stage Road, Delmar, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 107.01, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the deed for the property. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received 6 comments. All appear to be in support and are included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Lingenfelder.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. Again, Chad Lingenfelder from the Smith Firm, representing, the applicant, Blue Hen Rental Company, LLC. To my right is Doug Marshall. He is the managing member of Blue Hen Rental Company. We are here today for the application as presented to you for the area at the intersection of Old Stage Road and Line Road, otherwise known as Route 54. It is an application for a conditional use to use the property that is tax map ID 532-20.00107.01 for a use as a farmer's market for outdoor venue services for seasonal vendors and services. One of the things related to Delmar, as the council knows, is Delmar is one of the fastest growing towns that we have in the county. It is also one of the crown jewels that we have in the county, as it is one of the towns that has dual purposes in both Delaware and Maryland. And so it does, however, not have a farmer's market, which is shocking to me, as it does serve both purposes in Delaware and Maryland. And so Mr. Marshall approached me wanting to see if he could use a property that he has connections to for the use of said farmer's market. I'm going to give Mr. Marshall a little bit of time as well. He is very familiar with the property as well as this intersection for other purposes, as he's been very influential in helping reduce some of the traffic risk and some of the, frankly, sad casualty risk that have occurred in and around this area. And I'll give you a little bit of time to have Mr. Marshall give you a little bit of background on that. However, one of the things, and I'll give you some direction to the layout that we had in your packets, some of the physical attributes of the property. There was a old home located on there. There is a well that would be used preliminarily for water use. However, there would be absolute ability to have porta potties for services and uses for the general public. It is also to be used primarily for vendor services for the general public, for normal wares and fares, for that of a seasonal market, for a farmer's market. It is also the goal and intention to have a fabric canopy approximately 50 by 80 in dimension. That would be able to be a semi-permanent structure that can also be able to be taken down, but would also be able to sustain winds and also would be able to allow light to pass in. However, would allow water and other rain, snow, sleet, name your pick. We don't know technically with the weather nowadays, you don't know what's going to come in what month. To not attack the vendors and attack the patrons that would be underneath said fabric pavilion. And so there would also be food trucks, things of that nature, in your packet as well. The letter is outdated. Of course, we understand the commission tries its best to get the applicants in as best as possible. But as we had submitted with the applicant, there was an approval to construct a barbecue brick oven pizza. One of the things that Mr. Marshall also saw as a need is more of the festive, from scratch, vendors. And one of the things was to construct a brick oven that would be portable. And so he had from DHSS an ability to actually construct said item on Old Stage Road, again, pending this body's approval to have this conditional use. That is dated and outdated because it expired January 5th of 2024. Mr. Marshall is in communication with DHSS to have that re-upped. Again, that would be also, if this body so allowed that conditional use to occur, It would be conditioned upon DHSS granting that authority, but we wanted to make sure this body knew that that had been preliminary approved, but again, it has expired. One of the things as well is, as everyone knows, is Route 54 is very busy intersection. However, Old Stage Road is not. And so one of the things that Mr. Marshall wanted to hit home with this body as well as DelDOT was that the entrance to this farmer's market venue would be on Old Stage Road. And so as you can see in the letter from DelDOT, both for the impact study as well as the approval for the commercial entrance, which was preliminary approved for a small commercial entrance, would be on Old Stage Road. It would not have any interference with Route 54 or the traffic patterns or the proposed, there is a proposal, which I don't know if this body is aware of a potential proposal, I believe in 2026, for a potential roundabout at that area of the road. There is to not be any sort of impact on Route 54. It would be on Old Stage Road. Mr. Marshall wanted to make that perfectly clear. And so the ingress and egress would be for this venue, if it was again approved by this body, would be on Old Stage Road. And that was approved by DelDOT, and they did believe that it would be a negligible impact on Old Stage Road. I'll let Mr. Marshall step in if there are any questions of me for the filing and any legalese. But again, it's something that we believe that the area is in desperate need of, especially with the growth, and also allows the local patrons as well as the local vendors in the area. Del Mar is growing. It has a local coffee shop, has a local brewery, it has a local wares and fairs, shops in downtown Del Mar. It even has a club, if anyone's aware of. So Del Mar is bustling and growing. And using the ability to have both the Delaware and Maryland side to its advantages. And so I believe Mr. Marshall is seeing an ability for not only having that, but seeing a need for the area. And so if there are no questions of specifically me, I would like the body to allow Mr. Marshall to have some time to specifically speak to his involvement in the project.
Thank you for having me. My name is Doug Marshall, and I believe he said everything that I could possibly say. We just want to sell pumpkins and pizzas on the corner of Route 54. I did bring some exhibits, knowing we were late in the docket. I didn't bring an easel, but my easel has wingtips today. This is a blown-up version. My uncle lives in the house here, and we just want to build a 50-by-70. They're made by Clearspan. They are permanent in nature. They anchor these. You see them like what like DelDOT uses for salt. If you've ever been to the Outer Banks, as you're on the way down there, if you haven't, if you're on your way to Outer Banks, there's some markets on the right side of the road, like Morris Market, and you'll see they have like food trucks on the weekend. I developed 300 homes within a half mile circle around that corner for Ryan Homes, and I'm getting a lot of like, what do we do when we come here? You know, what do the kids do? And so I actually brought some blown ups of exactly what we want it to look like, hoping that would help.
Nice.
Got an easel if you'd like it.
We do have, okay. Well, thank you.
It's a less expensive one than the one you're using.
So I think he still owed his hourly rate.
Yeah.
So there's really no savings.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to pay him either way.
There's no cost savings here.
That's right. Full service.
I called to congratulate him on his maternity leave,
and he
sent me an invoice for 15 minutes and didn't take the call. I saved that, thanks. So anyway, that's basically what we want to do. We're not doing subdivisions or anything. It's just kind of easy, fun stuff, in my opinion. This would stay up year-round. And that's the trust drawing. Yeah, okay, so Route 54 obviously was a topic for a lot of years, and my office is across the street from this, and I had met with Tim Dukes and DelDOT about the speed limit on 54 coming into Del Mar because, you know, there's been a couple accidents on 13 and in that area, so they just recently reduced the speed limit to 35 miles per hour down 54. So this would absolutely, I'm used to Maryland terms, but I think it's called don't laugh if I say it wrong. Is it called a long letter of no contention? Letter of no contention from DelDOT saying that entrance that's there would be sufficient. I think their cutoff is like 250 trips a day, and this is seasonal. We would like to probably do a concrete floor. The parking would be existing with grass. We'd add some stone around. I have a dry erase marker if you need me to draw exactly where the parking is going to be. This is a drive up. So we have we're building a pizza truck that actually has a pizza oven on it, like the wood burning type, and that would park there on the nights and the weekends.
I would like to see you take that one design and show us on there, like the parking, what you're planning to do.
I just printed one just because I know that was coming.
And is the entrance going to be where it is shown for the home that was there?
The hamlet is still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This entrance will continue to be in use.
Okay.
You see that Tammy Harris, our neighbor, had a produce market here last year. Mm-hmm. So you can see the parking from last year. This was a drone footage. So we're still the same thing. People just come in and they just park all along.
Test. And that was that's in process as well.
Thank you.
I got a couple questions.
Okay, we'll let you go. Go on.
You're saying seasonal, so are you saying just for the summer or
I would say fall? Spring, summer, and fall.
Okay.
It's open on the sides, so we would close it down for the winter time.
No Christmas markets.
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say no. I'm much more used to terms.
But if we put a condition on it that it's going to be spring, summer, when do you think?
I would think more, Madam Commissioner, I guess weather depending. So using the term seasonal would be seasonal to the vendors. And then weather permitting. Because it's similar to some of the farmers markets that are Lewis, Rehoboth. But one of the things that Doug has expressed that allowable is it's not within the town of Del Mar's limits, however it's very close to the town of Del Mar, so we're not hamstrung by having a farmer's market within a town that would require, you know, people not being able to go and, you know,
so you don't want any timeline restrictions
we
on
don't
it
believe
for
so
any
it,
condition
that it would necessitate
okay.
it and so but it would be, you know, weather dependent.
Okay, what about hours of operation?
We're very flexible, just what typical farmer's markets do. I guess morning, we're very involved with like the with the Del Mar community. Obviously, if you see it, we're extremely involved. So, you know, we like to be able to do shows. We're very involved with the music programs at the two local schools. So we'd like to be able to do like musicals under this tent. These are all like longer term goals, not immediate goals. But I can't see us ever being open past 9 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. So like 7 a.m.
to 9, because
sorry,
if
I jumped in on you.
Yeah, go ahead, take it over.
Mr. Robertson, just looking at the application, the introduction of music performances and so on is really beyond scope of the application. That's a different animal.
That's a different animal because it was applied for outdoor venue for seasonal vendors and services.
Now, that so. Doesn't mean you couldn't come back and ask for that. I'm just saying that.
And services, I believe, also is a.
Yeah, it's pretty broad.
And also, not to hash the conversations we've had before, Mr. Robinson, but under the definition of the county, it's services.
Well, there's other ways to do it too. I mean, like if you're going to do special events, there's special event applications that you can do in addition to the conditional use. So there's flexibility.
I think if a church choir came and sang us a winter thing, I think that would be a thing. I don't think Mr. Marshall sang a money for profit situation. I think if it was a church choir that came or the band had a marching band thing, I think that's what he's more.
It's not going to be the Amish Outlaws necessarily.
Yes. For profit, pay $15 and come in the door.
Now, we do have Amish Outlaws coming to Heathcote Fest across the street this year.
Right.
Well, here,
we look forward to that, right?
Here's the concern, though, and are you familiar with a place called Shellville?
We are, Your Honor.
Okay, that's the extreme, okay?
I don't want to put words in Mr. Marshall's mouth, but I don't think.
No, I understand. That's the extreme. But this is what we have to be aware of, is that we don't inadvertently permit something that is going to create way more traffic, you know, than what you would normally get for a farmer's market. You know, a farmer's market really isn't 9 months out of the year, you know, but what I hear you saying is that's what you're looking for. And I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm just saying we have to be careful. And I'm sure that Mr. Lingenfelder has advised you that the conditional use process gives us great latitude in placing, you know, conditions, restrictions, stipulations, and so on. So that's why you're getting a lot of these questions about hours and so on, because we like to accommodate you if we can. So what we kind of need to know where you're going, and we appreciate you sharing all that with us. So
I think he's also blocked by acreage as well, Your Honor, and Shellville is a massive.
Yeah, and Shellville's on C1. We've seen situations where, and I'm not suggesting this will happen, but you know, things, there's other examples that have morphed from one thing to another.
I know a little bit about Old Stage Road. Okay, and it's not a real wide road, and if people start trying to park on Old Stage Road because they can't get into your facility, that's going to be a big problem, because
it can't happen.
You can't.
That can't happen.
You really just can't do that.
We have 3 acres there. Like, it would be a dream come true to fill up 3 acres of parking.
I agree, and I think you've got enough room to do what you want to do, and I certainly am supportive of what you want to do there. We just have to be careful that we don't.
And we would be more than happy. And again,
you're going to have to come back with a site plan anyway.
Yeah, is to even add that provision, and we would be more than happy to work with. Again, it's not in the town limits, but Delaware State Police, to make sure that they're aware that if sign postage that there cannot be any parking on Old Stage Road.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, money-wise, it would necessitate at this stage to have security, because that would then, you know, hamstring Mr. Marshall. But
I wouldn't think so.
I think signage would allow that, you know, you cannot park on.
I just want to make sure that we don't inadvertently permit something that is so broad that we have things happening that we did not anticipate.
Fair enough.
Because, you know, the conditional use runs with the land. It doesn't run with Mr. Marshall.
Absolutely,
so,
Your Honor.
It could be anybody. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to call me Your Honor, I'm going to call you Doctor.
Okay? So I would love you to, Your Honor.
Dr. Lingenfelder. This is your Juris Doctor. I'm going to call you Dr. Lingenfelder.
I tell my wife all the time.
Right. So that's really my only concern. But for instance, Ms. Wingate, mentioned a Christmas market, which is a great idea.
Yeah,
I personally hope you do it. You know, and so I wouldn't want to do something that prevented you from doing that, for instance. So it's just we need to get
the music thing. I feel like the music thing kind of made us ricochet a little bit. Like, I'm not trying to like bring national acts. If anything, it'd be like you said, the school
acapella group. You're gonna have a traffic problem. So,
For that one, I will guarantee I will be in touch with Mr. Robinson to ask for a event permit. For that
You'll get an event permit.
Call Jamie.
Well, I mean, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Limit it to a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday time frame. That to cut the baby. maybe in proverbial.
And that's the only reason why I said that about a Christmas market, because they really are very popular.
No, absolutely.
And if the weather's okay, so you don't want to go under the seasonal thing and then.
That's right. If it's 65 degrees on a Saturday, I might be able to open that thing
and
up and put my pizza oven
right
out there.
It could snow in March and.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm hesitant to place
so you just
any
do
time
it year round.
On it. I'd rather have it available year round and not really restrict it. Just want to make sure that, again, that we don't inadvertently create something we didn't intend to. And that's our problem. Not
well,
yours.
Mr. Lingerfelter said what great advocate he is and how good he's been with DelDOT and traffic problems. So shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
he set you up for that.
Like I said, he's the one that came. I mean, I've known Doug. But, I mean, he literally called the phone to me and said, I don't care what it takes, but I want to schedule a meeting. Someone had passed away at that intersection.
Right in front of me,
around
got cut
there,
in half.
And I don't care what it takes, but I want a meeting scheduled with DelDOT and Tim Dukes and these people. And, you know, I know some of them, but, I that's what it takes.
Yeah.
And they
came
out
of,
right
my out of my pocket and make it happen. And, you know, I don't have many clients or people that do that. To say I want that to happen because I'm a person in my community to do that, and with this application, to say, you know, well, 54 would help you with better traffic and would help you with better. No,
I'd love to have a turn lane off of 54. Yeah,
yeah, it needs to be on Old Stage Road, and I don't even care if it's an option. I don't want it. So, I just thought that should be brought up to the board.
I don't have anything else.
All right, Mr. Mears.
Well, I got some typical questions for the record. You're going to want a sign, correct?
You know, I haven't given that a lot of thought. The answer would be eventually.
Okay.
Probably put our van out, our lettered van out there.
Okay. How about a lighted sign? Okay. How about if you're going to be open till 9, is there going to be any lighting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, because we need to take that in consideration. When I hear barbecue and pizza, I think about beer. There's not going to be alcohol sales, is there?
We have a mobile license through our restaurant group, and we're working with Department of Health now on what the requirements would be if we operate in Delaware. Right now, we operate in Maryland. So am I saying that if we had a Friday or Saturday farmers market and the barbecue guy was going? The short answer would be that we'd like to be able to if the Department of Health allows that.
Okay. All right.
It's not the Department of Health, it's the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner. You know, you need to explore that because there's a couple different ways you could do it. Like, the thing is, you're not a restaurant, so you're not going to be able to get a permanent license for that. You're going to have to get, like, gathering licenses or special event licenses from them, you know, so.
Because we have to operate through a commissary in Delaware.
Well, it depends. You know, you're not really catering there. It's anyhow, you need to talk to them. We'll take that into account.
I think it would be more of a vendor that would probably provide the service.
I guess the better question for our purposes would be that you would prefer that there not be
a
prohibition.
Restriction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We would prefer
no
prohibition. No restriction.
Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
Just
it would
be
silent occasional
about it, and then you guys can figure it out.
I have a liquor license in my name in Wicomico County. We also have a full restaurant in Wicomico County. Right now, the conversation with Delaware, since we're also right across the street from this in Maryland, you know, it's a little tricky for the health department because they say, well, can you just come across the street? So they want us to get a trailer built. And so we would absolutely work. So to answer your question, the way Doug Marshall typically does is we'd like to eventually, but the prohibition would be preferred.
I can assure you that if, once you cross that line, the people who have the jurisdiction on that side of the line are going to care less what the people in Maryland are saying. They're going to expect you to conform to whatever the regulations are in Delaware, which I'm sure you already know.
Oh, I've been a year working on it with them.
All right.
Well, I guess Mr. Chairman, I guess the only other thing I have is your final site plan will show your trash receptacles and how you do your trash management.
We can do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mears. Good questions.
Yeah.
Mr. Collins.
Yeah. So this is a great idea. I think that for other businesses, though, we want to specify, you know, how far back the parking has to be from the road. And
that, I think that would all be sort of standard. Yeah, site plan standard. Like, they're going to have to show. You know, Mr. Whitehouse is going to have to make a determination as part of the site plan review how much parking, but you know, we're going to require, and you can say no parking in the setbacks if you want. That can be a condition as well, you know, particularly on an intersection like that, you know, if that's something you want to think about.
Again, since there would be no parking on the road, I would think that would be fair to have.
Oh, yeah.
No parking on the sidewalk.
I believe that would be a fair restriction. Since there would be no parking on the road, then there would be no parking in the setbacks.
Okay.
No further questions. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Butler, anything?
No, sir.
All right. White House?
None for me, thank you.
Staff? Okay. Robertson, any other words of wisdom?
I want to ask, just like a fellow, just a whole bunch of questions, just because, but I don't have any.
Vincent, it's always a good
thing. Can you clock out first?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
All right, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2413, Blue Hen Rental Company, LLC? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Anyone else on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.